WK Tuscola Champaign Urbana, brought to you by Kramer Siding and Window. Gutter helmet, free estimate. Never clean your gutters again. 15% off.
The witch hunt continues. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's one of the many Trump tweets this morning. The president railing against investigations, again calling it harassment, a hoax, as House Democrats plan to huddle up this morning to talk impeachment. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, Democrats will meet behind closed doors to discuss starting an impeachment inquiry, something House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has so far resisted. Texas Democrat Sheila Jackson Lee says she's moving forward.
I'll be introducing a resolution of investigation.
Republican Senator John Barrasso says there's no appetite for impeachment in the upper chamber.
The House of Representatives wants to do what they seem to want to do, which is travel the path to impeachment.
It would take a two-thirds majority in the Senate to convict and remove the president. Dave?
Well, Rachel, this the day after former White House counsel Don McGahn refused to show up for a House Judiciary Committee hearing as the Democrats want to question him about evidence of possible obstruction of justice in the Mueller report. Now, today in court in New York, a federal judge will consider President Trump's attempt to block banks from complying with congressional subpoenas attempting to get Trump financial records. Now, later this morning, the president will sit down with Democratic congressional leaders to talk infrastructure. He also wants Congress to approve a new Canada-Mexico trade deal. Some people in the South and Midwest have a lot of storm cleanup to do.
Trying not to cry on some of it and then just trying to get everything done.
She's one of the many in Oklahoma dealing with flooding. Some needed to be rescued from rushing water. In Dale, a tornado hit.
Everything was spinning around the car. I mean, you couldn't tell direction.
At least two people were killed in Missouri. Joe Biden's big lead in the polls in the Democratic race for president. Getting noticed in North Korea. State media there calling the former vice president a fool of low IQ, an imbecile bereft of elementary quality as a human being. Days after Biden called North Korean leader Kim Jong-un a dictator and tyrant. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us. And find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments. Clearly better. Money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
A month before the first Democratic presidential debates, Iowa is a busy place. The state with the first contest, the caucuses. New Hampshire is also busy. It's the first primary state. Fox's Jared Halpern's been there all week, joins us live from Manchester.
Dave, some states have big-time sporting events, but New Hampshire Secretary of State Bill Gardner tells me his state has politics.
We have two-year terms for the state officials, the governor, the secretary of state, the House, the Senate. We have more elections. Every year, we have our town elections.
In other words, it's always election season, and Gardner attributes that to the enthusiasm of this primary and why it's so important candidates who want to break through in this presidential primary put in the time and pound the pavement, Dave.
Jared, there will soon be a new member of Congress. Fred Keller won a special House election in Pennsylvania, but the Republican says it's not about him.
I'm just somebody that goes to work and helps take their voice to Washington, D.C.
Keller easily beat Democrat Mark Friedenberg to replace fellow Republican Tom Marino, who resigned in January for health reasons. In Texas, there is controversy over Chick-fil-A, as state lawmakers consider a bill to defend the restaurant chain from LGBT activists who don't like Chick-fil-A's conservative views.
The measure was put on the fast track in the state house after San Antonio council members blocked Chick-fil-A from opening a location at the city's airport. Republican supporters of the bill say it's a defense of religious freedom and the right of a business to donate to certain causes without suffering retribution. But opponents predict it will only stoke discrimination against the LGBT community. Some openly gay lawmakers tearfully railed against it on the House floor Tuesday. Republicans say the legislation contains no discriminatory language, and in a tweet, GOP Governor Greg Abbott indicated he'll sign it. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures have been a little lower ahead of the opening bell next hour. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Alcohol will be allowed in downtown Champaign for the first Friday Night Live of the season. That's May 31st. It is from 5 until 9 p.m. Those who attend will be allowed to take drinks in paper or plastic cups anywhere inside the downtown festival district. Charges have been filed against two young men found with loaded guns in a car late Sunday in Champaign. 19-year-old Markel Sanders and 21-year-old Jamar Holbrook were arraigned Monday for unlawful use of weapons. A 15-year-old male whom police wanted in connection to the shooting death of 14-year-old Elijah Booker has surrendered to police. On May 11th, Champaign police responded to a private home in the 1600 block of Hedge Road. Booker had life-threatening injuries from an apparent gunshot wound, and the teen later died at a local hospital. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
No matter what you're looking for, with the Hyundai family of SUVs, everyone wins. The Hyundai Tucson is an IIHS top safety pick. The Santa Fe is Kelley Blue Book's lowest five-year cost to own in its class. And the Kona is the 2019 North American Utility Vehicle of the Year. All three were designed to blow away the competition. The longer you look, the more there is to like.
And right now, get 0% financing for up to 72 months on select 2019 Hyundais at CarMac Car Capital.
When it comes to the playoffs, coverage is everything. The same applies to the wireless game. With Straight Talk Wireless, you get full nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, but for up to 50% less than those big carriers charge. For the exact same high-speed networks, it's like getting full-court coverage at half-court prices. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Make it Big Grove Tavern before or after the game. Heading to an Illini game, cheering on your son or daughter on a high school level, Big Grove supports our local teams, and Big Grove is a great place for fans or the whole team. Their menu also suits local athletes and their diets. Big Grove can also provide limited menus to large groups alongside other diners in our event rooms. Having a team gathering or an awards banquet? Think Big Grove Tavern at 1 East Main, downtown Champaign.
Hey, good morning. Weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket. Floors from simple to simply magnificent. Two locations are at Village at the Crossing. That's Windsor and Duncan in Champaign. Also on Cunningham and Urbana. 367 Rose or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie. Partly cloudy with a high of 84 expected today. 64 our low tonight. 82 with some morning clouds. Then afternoon sunshine tomorrow. Down to around 62 in the evening. Chance of precipitation 20% late. And 20% shot at showers on Friday. Otherwise, clouds and warm again. High 87 expected. Right now, the temperature's at 60 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, here we go. We are into Wednesday morning. Feels like Monday for me. Back from the camping trip, and I touched on it yesterday, the fact that I'm not a big camping guy. I never was a Boy Scout. Boy Scout leader quit in Philo when it was my turn, and now I really believe it was because it was my turn that the Boy Scout leader quit.
It could have been.
I'm thinking that's kind of what happened to me. So I don't have those kind of skills, and I never was kind of raised on that. We didn't ever camp when I was a kid. We just didn't. It wasn't in our thing. I liked it.
You actually pitched a tent.
In 29 degree weather.
Wow. Yeah. 29.
It was cold. We didn't have all the right sleeping bags. We had them from Champaign. Formerly Champaign Surplus, Champaign Outdoors. So we have a great North Face tent that sleeps four.
Okay.
And then my first Father's Day gift 27 years ago was a big tent that holds all six of us. And so we brought them both, and so we pitched it. And I know how to put that up and everything else because we've done a little of that, but nothing like this. This is like, don't drop a macaroni thing on the ground or the black bears come out.
Yes.
So this is like Grand Teton. So we get in the car last Thursday and we start driving and we don't sleep till Friday night. We stopped at a rest area for an hour and kind of slept in the car. And then all the way out to the Black Hills, we went to Rapid City, South Dakota, got to the beautiful, amazing, iconic Mount Rushmore
and couldn't see a thing.
Oh, no.
We were fogged in.
The fog.
So we got up there, had a picture in front of Mount Rushmore. It's just a white background.
Okay.
But we were treated to something special. We walked inside, and Christian was the only one in our family who hadn't seen it, so he's a little bummed. So we walked in, and I bought up a book from a guy that was signing books in there at Mount Rushmore. So he's an older man. He's signing books. I said, all right, I'm going to buy you this book. Turns out this guy helped carve it.
You're kidding.
He's like 100.
Whoa.
He was sitting there and showed pictures of him on the face drilling holes.
Wow.
1938. And so we bought, I think his name is Nick, obviously the last living person involved in the carving of Mount Rushmore.
Okay.
So that was quite entertaining to get a talk to Nick. I think he's actually technically 98.
Mm.
But he was 17 when he was on the face. It showed him with the ropes and everything, holding stuff, drill bits, and all the things that they did. And then we went into Grand Teton, which is in Wyoming. I don't think I've ever been to Wyoming. And there's where you have, I mean, I've never seen a grizzly bear until this trip.
Whoa.
Across the street, we saw, 100 yards away, a grizzly bear.
Oh, my goodness.
We saw a black bear. We saw a fox walking close. We took Lovey on this trip, our little dog. And little Lovey's 8 pounds, and we know Lovey's a snack for a fox. So we had to be careful of all of that.
Okay.
So we're camping, and I get up in the middle of the night, and I look out, and the moon is out, and it's 29 degrees, and it's freezing, but it's gorgeous. It was absolute stillness. There is a bonding that occurs at this kind of thing, particularly when there are no satellite or phone signals.
Right.
And we're throwing the football. We're just having a great time.
I love that.
We said a group family prayer when Nathaniel and I left from Jacksonville. We flew home. And I just thank God for the God moments, because there were so many, because we're just all together. It's one, and people roll their eyes and go, oh, I'd never travel. And it was really fun. It was being together, and we just were a very close family anyway. So that was great. But then the second night, we're camping, and all of a sudden, the campsite starts collapsing, the tent's closing in on us, and I'm thinking, we have bears. I am really, really a little nervous. I'm in there with the triplets, and Nathaniel and Janet in the smaller tent, and I'm saying, we've got something going on here. Christian jumps up, because the whole part of that tent kind of engulfed him, so it felt like somebody was putting him in a garbage bag. He said, and we were all asleep. And, of course, then the zipper stuck to get out. We can't get out.
What happened?
It had started snowing, and the weight of the snow
of course
had completely collapsed our older tent.
How much snow?
It was wet and heavy and snowing. I mean, up there, Yellowstone is very close to Grand Teton, and at Yellowstone, it hasn't been open very long because you saw 5-10 feet of snow plowed to the side where you can get through. I mean, it's 10,000 feet elevation. We were pretty high up.
I mean, were you short of breath
a little bit when you were exercising? Walking and stuff, but we actually did a little jogging at 10,000 feet, and you feel very lightheaded.
Sure.
So anyway, we got out of the tent finally and noticed that it was just that wet, heavy, make a snowman snow.
Okay.
But thankfully, no bears, nothing like that. So we put Benjamin and Gracie in with Nathaniel and Janet, and Christian and I just went and sat in the van and tried to sleep. That's all you had.
Okay.
And we kind of leaned back, reclined in the Odyssey, the Honda, which is, you know, a very nice vehicle.
Sure.
But to have actually night sleep. So we figured it out. And there's just I've determined that with camping, there's just, you know, a degree of discomfort, which is a good thing.
Uh-huh.
We have got it so easy.
It sure makes you appreciate all the gifts that God's given us.
Well, we got to the airport in Dallas. We flew Jackson Hole, Wyoming, which, by the way, real estate, I saw most of the listings are between 1 and 5 million.
Whoa.
There's some wealth in Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Okay. Then.
David E. Jackson was a beaver trader, and he was hunting all over, and everyone said, well, there's a hole in the middle of that. Let's just call it Jackson's Hole. David E. Jackson was the guy that was trapping and all that, so we learned what they call it. And then they dropped the S, and they just call it Jackson Hole. Very wealthy, rich, million-dollar homes. We didn't actually go in and look around. We just looked at the real estate because it's kind of fun to look, see, well, what kind of people live. A lot of money lives here. That's what happens. So we we were there. There's just this discomfort that comes with camping, but in this easy life we live, that's a good thing. So we got delayed in Dallas, and I'm looking over at the chairs in the airport. And I'm going, I don't care. That looks great.
Yeah.
To sleep there? I could stretch my legs out?
Okay.
I'm all in on that. So there's an appreciation that grows when you go through some adversity. So we were left with 8 hours of sleeping with nowhere to go except in the car. And that's all we had, but it was great. And it was just, you know, now we're planning to maybe rent an RV and take all the dogs. How about that? And go back. And
I like that idea.
But the bottom line is this. If you don't camp or never camp like Stevie J Soft Hands has no skills on anything.
Right.
I do it. It is such a gathering of family. And then you have to figure out at that campsite in the Grand Teton, you can't dump dishwater. You can't dump a glass of anything. You've got to go put it down the toilet because you don't want the bears to smell it.
Oh.
This is wild time. We dropped a kernel of corn and picked it up. You don't leave any trace that you're there.
Okay.
That was the whole goal. Anyway, any other campers out there or non-campers, you can share at 359-2255. Share with me if you like. But I hesitate to say, I really loved it. I really can't believe
it. That's great.
716 ESPN 93.5.
Fresh air, working with your hands.
Just being with the family. It was no distraction. You had to play together because there's nothing else to do.
That's right.
It was wonderful. Mm-hmm. There was no phone signal. That was wonderful.
Got some family bonding going on. Well,
awesome. Thanks
for the summary, Stevie. We missed you.
Thank you.
Cardinals over Kansas City in that I-70 battle. It'll be at 12:15 and 6:45, a doubleheader because of the inclement weather yesterday. Let's get your Redbird recap.
Good morning, everyone. No baseball yesterday as the Cardinals made the decision to postpone the first game of a two-game series with the Kansas City Royals that was scheduled for last night because of severe weather. The club will play a doubleheader today with the first game at 12:15. That means 11:20 for Ameren Total Access. Second game will be at 6:45, 5:50 for the Ameren Total Access show. Anyone who had tickets for last night's game can use them for tonight's 6:45 game. Game one today features Michael Wacha on the mound for the Redbirds. He will take on Keller of the Royals, Adam Wainwright, and Homer Bailey at 6:45. Cardinals trying to snap out of what has been a bit of a funk as they dropped 4 of 6 on their last road trip, losing 2 in Atlanta to the Braves and losing 2 in Arlington to the Texas Rangers. Again, doubleheader today, 12:15 and 6:45. We'll talk to you for a lot of baseball this afternoon and evening right here on the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network.
This season, take in a Cardinals game like an MVP. All-inclusive tickets are on sale now and feature a full buffet, complimentary bar, plus a great view of the game with lots of great areas to choose from, like the UMB Champions Club, Proficient Red Jacket Club, Coca-Cola Scoreboard Patio, and more. There's something for every budget. Leave your wallet at home and get your 2019 all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/all-inclusive. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
Thanks to a late rally, Cubs win 3-2 over the Phillies. Javi Baez comes through in the end of the game.
He was hurt, didn't play, had a bad heel, but they pulled him off the bench, and he saw one pitch.
Here comes the pitch. Baez swings. Line drive. Base hit down the right field line. Fly the W. The Cubs win. Rizzo scores on the pinch hit walk-off single.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a two-run rally, bottom of the ninth. They were down 2-1. The Cubs and the Phillies have the same problem. Cubs will not win the World Series unless they fix the bullpen. They've got to go sign this Craig Kimbrell, who's this closer sitting on the sidelines, much like they did in 16 when they got the lefty that closed all the games. The Cubs will not win the World Series without a closer. And they can get one. Just go get one again because they're the best team in every other category.
That's true. Cole Hamels to the mound against Cole Irving for the Phillies. 7:05 start on US 105.9.
All right, let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 35 years at wattscopy.com.
Up to 84, down to 64. The cloudy conditions now will phase into partly cloudy conditions. Morning clouds, afternoon sunshine for Thursday. Also, high 82, low 62, up to 87, down to 67 on Friday with some clouds expected. Just a slight chance for some showers. We're currently at 60 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, Fox Business Minute brought to you by Eric Boland, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. Text in if you'd like, 359-2255. Also, coming up, a chance to win $1,000 off your roof from Freedom Roofing. Stand by.
From the Fox Business Network, Target is reporting an upbeat spring quarter and is standing by its forecast for the year. Comparable sales were up 4.8% from a year ago, and online sales increased 42%. It's been adding toys to attract shoppers who used to go to Toys R Us. It's been updating stores, adding private brands, and has renovated hundreds of locations. Target shares are rallying on the news. However, home improvement chain Lowe's is reporting a mixed quarter. It says higher costs cut into its earnings. Federal judge says Qualcomm used its dominant position in the cell phone chip business to charge excessive licensing fees, and it suppressed competition in the business. The judge agreed with a Federal Trade Commission lawsuit that dates back to 2017. The government accused Qualcomm of using anti-competitive tactics. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
1609 West Springfield Avenue, Champaign.
Yeah, I talked to Kurt Kaiser this morning from Freedom Roofing, and really a good guy. And they are so darn busy, but not too busy to do an estimate for you. And so coming up in the next 15 minutes, if you need a new roof, or maybe there's a hole somewhere because with all this rain, you can text in. I'll give you $1,000 towards your roof job. Stevie J will write the check via a voucher I have, and I'm paying for it.
Nice.
So stand by, 359-2255. You'll have to text in the word roof, and that's spelled R-O-O-F, okay? Stand by. Okay, 359-2255, texters talking about the camping trip out into the great Northwest.
Yeah, and Mary was saying my son is currently working at Yellowstone.
Wow.
And absolutely loves it. He actually bought bear spray for when he's out hiking. He will spray supposedly to stop a bear if it charges.
Yeah.
He took a trip out there last after college graduation and fell in love with it.
It is very difficult to describe the beauty and the fact that it's right here. And I've been to New Zealand a couple of times. That's the closest to New Zealand that I've seen. So if you want to see New Zealand, go to Montana and Wyoming, and it's pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the bear spray I saw in the store, it's $50. It's a big can. It's like 100 times more powerful than mace.
I see.
So you don't want to spray yourself or you're going to the hospital, and that has happened.
I see.
The ranger told us that there are people that accidentally, and then they're in trouble. Very powerful. Now, I thought, you know, the black bears, I think black bears are hungry. They're looking for food, but I don't think they want to hurt you. I wouldn't want to spray a bear. The only thing, and this is just me because I'm a whatever, I can't shoot anything that's not charging me. If somebody's trying to, if there's a grizzly bear attacking me, I'd shoot it.
Right.
Because you're going to die.
Well,
but I would spray a grizzly.
I thought you were supposed to make yourself into a ball.
If you have a bear coming at you, just say a prayer and play dead.
Right.
I don't think you can do anything. You're not going to outrun them.
Okay.
You can't climb a tree. They climb trees.
Right.
So there's nothing. A bear's going to get you if a bear wants to get you. Now, the grizzlies are a problem because you come up on them and somebody had said tie a little bell to your shoe, you know, to make sure they kind of hear you, because the grizzlies are definitely dangerous. We saw grizzlies the first time in my life I've ever seen one. It was 100 yards away or so across the street. People were trying to get a picture. Everybody was pretty far back. A pretty massive animal. And the black bears we saw one black bear pretty far off in the distance. I think they're just foraging for food.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they're out to hunt people. And I think grizzlies are protective and they're, you know, if you get in their space and all that. But I could have bought it. I didn't buy it. I would hate to spray it unless I didn't think we'd find a grizzly or anything.
Right, right.
But if you're hiking out there, it's a good idea.
Right, right. If you're especially a ranger type person
no,
or absolutely working out there and hiking a lot.
You're going to lose the fight. So you, if you have something like that, Rangers have the, what would somebody else text?
Yeah, Rangers keep the AR-15 rifles with them.
Yeah.
A lot of the times the animals become used to the visitors trying to feed them.
Ooh, you're not supposed to do that.
Right.
We and the kids learned it from the Young Life Beyond Malibu, which is the mountain climb they've done a few times and are doing again this summer, where you leave no trace of human. I mean, they don't have, they dig holes for their outhouse and then bury it kind of thing, but you leave no toilet paper, no nothing, no bean, no anything out. You leave no trace of humans. That's the rule.
Okay.
You carry all your own trash, you do all that.
Well, we were having a conversation about pitching, and John and Camargo texted in Aroldis Chapman.
Aroldis Chapman was the closer for the Cubs. The Cubs got everything they need to win another world championship, but they don't have a closer, and they need one, or they will not win the World Series. They've got the best in about everything, average, on base, power. I mean, with their mediocre bullpen, they're still first place, one of the best records in baseball, if not the best record. So the Cubbies just need to get the game closed, and if they do that, I don't think anybody's going
to
beat them.
And since we've switched gears to sports a little bit, St. Louis winning 4-2.
Yeah.
And will be in action against Boston on Monday for game one, the first time since 1970 when they lost to the Boston Bruins. But 5-1 winners over the San Jose Sharks yesterday.
Talking NHL hockey.
Yes.
Stanley Cup begins Monday. Ought to be a dandy. I know Cardinal fans are also Blues fans down in St. Louis, so a lot of Cardinal fans are happy.
And, of course, Go Illini, Big Ten tournament, yep. Starts at 9 a.m. We'll be facing Maryland, a number 6 seed. We are number 3 seed, yep. Sending Andy Fisher to the mound.
All right, and the Fighting Illini baseball team was on 14 of their last 18, mm-hmm. Six series in a row. So good luck to Dan Hartlib and his Illini baseball. All right,
Go Illini.
Ed Martin, president of the Eagle Forum, coming up next. Impeach Donald Trump? That's the call from the Democrats this morning. Stand by.
GEICO presents yet another voicemail from your roommate.
Hi. So, about the kitchen. Turns out, when there's a grease fire, you're not supposed to throw water on it. Who would have known, right? Anyways, the fire department is here, and it's totally cool. Give me a call back when you get a chance.
The GEICO Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected, like if danger is your roommate's middle name. Visit GEICO.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Racing action is back this Friday at the Farmer City Raceway in Farmer City, Illinois. It's the American Modified Series. $2,000 to win plus a full show. General admission, just $15. Kids 12 and under get in free. Pit passes on sale for just $30 at the Farmer City Raceway for the American Modified Series. Gates open at 4 p.m. Hot laps at 6:30, qualifying at 7, racing at 7:30 at the Farmer City Raceway in Farmer City, Illinois, where we'll sell you the whole seat, but you only need the edge.
With unrivaled security and smart savings, it's simple. Illini Plus Checking makes it easier to protect your finances, save money on everyday purchases, and enjoy your life. Open your Illini Plus Checking today at U of I Community Credit Union.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. House Democrats meet this morning to talk about going after the Trump administration, including possible impeachment.
Texas Democrat Sheila Jackson Lee wants to get the ball rolling on impeachment.
To override lawlessness, you must do your job.
Republican Senator John Barrasso.
Let them, there's going to be no appetite for that in the United States Senate.
Calls for impeachment growing after former White House counsel Don McGahn defied a subpoena to testify before the House Judiciary Committee.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. You can send your name to Mars.
NASA's asking people to email in their names. They'll stencil those names in very tiny letters onto chips, and those chips will be on board the Mars rover to be launched by NASA in 2020. The font is 1,000 times smaller than the width of a human hair. They say they can write more than a million names on a single chip.
Fox's Jill Nato. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update.
A 15-year-old male whom police wanted in connection to the shooting death of 14-year-old Elijah Booker has surrendered to police. On May 11th, Champaign police responded to a private home in the 1600 block of Hedge Road. Booker had life-threatening injuries from an apparent gunshot wound, and the teen later died at a local hospital. A 17-year-old also was hurt. The preliminary investigation revealed it is likely the 15-year-old suspect inadvertently discharged the firearm inside the home. We are getting set for one of the biggest travel times of the year, and if you haven't made your plans yet, experts say drivers will see the most amount of congestion tomorrow and Friday in the late afternoon. AAA did a study along with INRIX about Memorial Day weekend, saying many commuters will leave early and mix in with holiday travelers. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
My old dryer finally bit the dust. I had to get a new one, and I figured I might as well get a new matching washer at the same time because the washer would probably be going out soon, too. So I went to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. They showed me a huge front-load pair on sale for $300 off both the washer and the dryer. And buy one, get one free on the pedestals. I went home and I checked out the set online. Sure enough, it got great reviews. I went back to Dick Van Dyke, saved over $1,100 total, got a free 10-year protection plan on both appliances, and 0% financing. I got it all. Wow!
I'm Dennis Reagan, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This could be your true story in Champaign-Urbana during May. This on-sale Electrolux laundry pair will hold a king-size comforter and two king-size sheets in one load. And as always, I guarantee Dick Van Dyke will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
After a long winter, Daenerys Pedalgarian knew that summer was coming. She knew that she had to get on a rock hopper to scour the bike trails of the north. John Summer was nearly tired of the wall of snow that had piled up. He got the Super Sport to defeat the Dark King of Calories. The Chanisters, they're staying in their high castle with the stationary bike. The Hand of the King says stop in the Dirt Cycle and Fitness on Madison, Champaign, or on University in Urbana. Summer is coming.
GEICO presents yet another voicemail from your roommate.
Hi. So, about the kitchen. Turns out, when there's a grease fire, you're not supposed to throw water on it. Who would have known, right? Anyways, the fire department is here, and it's totally cool. Give me a call back when you get a chance.
The GEICO Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected. Like if danger is your roommate's middle name. Visit GEICO.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Memorial Day sale at Ace. Right now, get great deals like buy one, get one 50% off on gallons of our top paint brands like Valspar and Clark and Kensington. And with our Ace Extra Mile promise, we'll help you get everything you need to paint in one trip or deliveries free. Don't miss the Memorial Day sale at Ace. Buy one, get one 50% off our top paint brands now through Monday. Limit 2. Delivery subject to availability. Visit acehardware.com for details.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
We've got some clouds this morning, but expecting sunshine by this afternoon. Today's high 84, 66 our low tonight. Morning clouds, afternoon sunshine, a 20% chance of showers on tomorrow's forecast. High 82, low 62, up to 87 on Friday with the clouds. Over the weekend, if you're looking at that, a high near 80 on Saturday, starting out with some sunny conditions, then a 50% chance of rain. Thunderstorm chance at 90% chance on Sunday.
What the heck?
With a high 74.
What's your cousin doing? Who here?
I know.
I mean, is Chris Hausman
is my first cousin in Pasotum. He's got the family farm over 150 years.
Did we get the corn in? Anybody know?
Yeah, check in with us at 359-2255. Let us know the progress on planting.
Is any corn being planted? Did it wash out after you got it? This has just been no fun.
Right.
It's May 22. By the way, my nephew and Johnny's oldest, Matthew, was born May 22, 1984.
Nice.
What is that? 35?
Matthew is the one in Elk Walking, right?
No, that's Mary's son, David.
Okay, thank you.
That's right. Matthew, my nephew, Johnny's oldest, old enough to be president of the United States now, 35. DriveChampaign.com, that's where you'll find Honda BMW. And we've been taking, in fact, this is the second Canadian trip we've taken in the Honda Odyssey.
And she's, boy, she rides well. I mean, that's a big van. We had six people and all the stuff, and it just held it without a topper. Yeah, it was a little tight. But we got it all in there with the Yeti cooler, the whole thing. The Yeti, yeah. That Yeti cooler works for a week.
Yeah, it does.
Like a refrigerator without a plug. It's amazing. Anyway, Honda President's award-winning dealership. It's a terrific place. If you want everything, service, sales, before, during, after, somebody that'll even bring a vehicle to you, it's Honda BMW. Check them out before you buy anything off Neil at Brewwash at drivechampagne.com. Drivechampagne.com. Say hey to my friend Ben Quattrone. Find out why they're an award-winning dealership. They're terrific. Ed Martin, president of the Eagle Forum Education and Legal Defense Fund. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. I'm actually out in Washington, D.C. I'm standing in front of the Capitol, so maybe I could be like a D.C. Bureau reporter. So it's, it's pretty amazing, actually. It's got a beautiful day out here, and they're getting ready to take your liberty and your money in Washington, D.C.
Sounds like it's same old, same old. Uh-huh. Okay, so this representative that's Republican, or quote Republican, he's been anti-Trump the whole way. He says that President Trump should be impeached, the first Republican in the House to say so.
Right.
You're calling for his censure. What does that mean?
Well, you know, I sat on the Republican National Committee, Stevie J, 2013 to 2015, and there's 168 members of that body that is meant to run the party. And it's not supposed to be just Ronna McDaniel. It's not even supposed to be just Donald Trump. It's supposed to be those members because they come from every state and six territories that have membership. So my point is, when I was on there, we would periodically have to take up the question of people who say they're Republican who aren't really a part of the party. You know, and we're breaking news here, Stevie J. I put that letter out this morning at the crack of dawn, and I haven't yet done any interviews. I expect I'll do lots of them. But here's what my point is. The Republican Party platform is clear. This president has not departed from it. He's led on it. And so Justin Amash, the congressman from Michigan, who I guess he wants to be famous because he wasn't famous before he did this, but he's saying something that's incomprehensible. And more importantly, he's aiding and abetting not just the Democrats, but the fake news media, the sort of crazy people that want to say all sorts of things about the president. So we need more fighters. If the president's going to be a fighter for us against China and, illegal immigration, all these things, we need some people in the Republican Party that will stand up and do it. I can tell you it'll be controversial. The party likes to duck their head and say, well, he's a congressman.
Yeah, yeah.
But my point is you can't let all this happen and not think it has an impact on the president's ability to govern and his ability to get reelected. And that matters.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this Representative Amash is his name.
Yeah, Justin Amash.
Well, maybe he wanted to get on MSNBC. I'm sure he did.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, even more strange, when you listen to what he says he read the report, and he basically says everybody else didn't read the report, but he read the report, and the totality of what he read makes him think that there's a lot of conduct that sort of maybe makes it like that this is impeachable. Well, that's something like that Jerry Nadler would say. Even Mitt Romney, who I'm not particularly a fan of, said, well, I don't agree with that guy. You know, they were hoping Mitt would pile on. So, again, the point is nothing happens in a vacuum. You know, a backbench congressman from Michigan is not making policy when he's in the minority, especially. But when he goes and does this, he's giving, you know, sort of, it's kind of in church teachings, it's when a Christian stands up and does something that's against the teaching, you say that's causing scandal. And the party should, it's not against the law, Amash has a right to say it, but it should be against the party practices. And I can assure you, if George W. Bush was president and this happened, Karl Rove and the boys would have come down like a ton of bricks on this guy. So we've got to get protect this president.
Well, it's hard for me to say this, but Nancy Pelosi, to me, is making the most sense right now. This is really difficult. Most sense right now for the Democrats, because she knows what impeachment will mean. It'll probably lose them the House, and they're not going to impeach President. They're going to impeach him, but nothing will happen in the Senate. The bottom line is this. They want to suck all the oxygen out of their candidates, all the Democratic candidates for president. And at this point, Ed Martin, I tell them, go for it. Do it. Go for it.
Well, I go to find my the orthodoxy of the liberal wing of the Democrat Party. I go to MSNBC's Morning Joe, and I watched it this morning, Stevie J. I watch it so you don't have to, and don't please don't do
you.
It to yourself. But
thank you.
Even there, they admitted there's only 25 members who think that they should be impeaching Democrats. But they're loud. You know,
yeah,
they're people like AOC,
yeah.
And they're Jerry Nadler with a camera and a microphone.
Yeah.
So, you know, Nancy Pelosi suddenly has I've said this for 6 months, she's got a civil war in her own party, and the other side doesn't have, you know, real ammo except the newest ammo, which is social media. So AOC and Jerry Nadler and the wing of the party, as you point out, are going wild. And remember, you pointed to something even more important. The presidential candidates who are desperate to stand out are willing to take, you know, sort of crazier, leftier
mm-hmm.
positions
mm-hmm.
to try to stand out. So you'll get Beto O'Rourke saying, yeah, we should impeach, and Elizabeth
right.
Warren, and Joe Biden saying, wait, I want to win the election. I'm not going to say that. So it's a wild time in that side of the ledger.
Well, how long are you in Washington, Ed Martin? When are you coming back?
I'm coming back. Well, I didn't get to see the Blues. I'm coming back, it looks like, Friday morning.
Okay.
So we got to get the Blues, you know, they got the weekend here and get settled. I went to college up in Massachusetts, and I got a bunch of friends that are unfortunately from Boston, so they've already been peppering me with Boston versus St. Louis again and again and again.
I've got a prediction for you on this May 22nd. By the All-Star break, I predict, the St. Louis Cardinals will be either in first place or within three games of first place.
Wow, boy, I got to tell you, I've been watching them really closely. I'm worried about them. But, okay, I believe you. I'm an optimist. The power of positive thinking. I'm all for it. Let's do it.
I'm going for it. I've studied the schedules. That's geekish. But I think that the Cardinals will be okay by the All-Star break. We'll see. Ed, we'll call you next Wednesday. Have a fun time in Washington, my friend.
All right. Thanks, Stevie J. Take care. Bye-bye.
You bet. Ed Martin, he'll make a lot of news today with his call for the censure of the representative. Ed Martin from... is the president of the Eagle Form Education Defense Fund and Phyllis Schlafly, the late, great Phyllis Schlafly's
mm-hmm.
organization down in St. Louis. He's in Washington today. All right, I have a partnership with Freedom Roofing. Kurt Kaiser, locally owned and operated, great roofing company, great people.
Yeah, he went to the high school of St. Thomas More with my niece Leah.
Good guy. Talked to him this morning. Somebody went too fast on Windsor. Whatever Urbana's finest is
yes.
cold. You know what? It's 40 out here, and it feels like it should be 50 or 60.
Right, because of the four lanes,
yeah.
sometimes five lanes because of the turn lane.
Just a quick tip. I put it on cruise control.
I do, too.
Because it's easy to slip. I don't think they're not looking for 45.
No.
But they'll get a 70.
They will.
So if you're going 70, you're going to get stopped, which you should.
Or pulled over right in Meijer,
yeah.
which
yeah.
is nice to stay out of the flow during the traffic to get to work.
I feel like I got a YouTube on a scanner right now, kind of watching this. All right, 359-2255. I'm going to give you $1,000 of my money. If you need a roof or if you've got an issue.
Yeah, you might have discovered over the latest storms lately that, we've got some leaks we need to tend to.
Or you want to get an estimate and say, you know what, I understand this will be $8,000,
mm-hmm.
but at least I'll get $1,000 from Stevie J.
Yep.
359-2255. You want a roof? I'll help you at least get there. You text me right now the word roof. R-O-O-F. And I shall donate to your roof fund.
359-2255.
Two stipulations. You got to work the deal within 7 days. Kurt told me today he's got 10 estimates, but he'll do 11.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll come to you, get her done, and you can look at it and say, you know what, I don't want to do it, and I'll give it away to the next one.
That's right.
So you'll have a chance to get $1,000 toward a Freedom Roof or... fixing or something. 359-2255.
We've got our staff that reaches out after the show, send you a text, talk about the negotiations. So good luck. 359-2255 to win from Freedom Roofing.
Well, it wins from me, actually. It's
okay.
My money.
Yeah.
But that's,
well, you're the partner.
It's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, text in R-O-O-F if you have a need. Somebody you know might have a need. You need to do that right now. 359-2255. It's a $1,000 bill. And good luck to you. And, man, it's been raining. So it's been on our minds. And you've been putting it off. So maybe this helps. $1,000 voucher from me to you to Freedom Roofing. Text in for your chance. 359-2255. The word roof.
Good luck.
I say Scotty's. You say Brew House. Scotty's.
Brew House.
Scotty's.
Brew House.
I say 32. You say Draft Beers. 32.
Draft Beers.
I say live. You say sports. Live.
Sports.
Scotty's Brew House will always give you something to cheer about. They've got over 30 draft beers and TVs as far as the eye can see. Go ahead and punch in Scotty's Brew House on Neal Street in Champaign into your GPS for your slice of sports heaven. It's a beautiful day. You're walking barefoot. You see the bright sunlight. You hear the birds chirping. You feel the wind hit your skin. You take one step. It can't be. Your face grimaces in pain. You and your bare feet step on the largest bull thistle you have ever seen. Why has this single step just messed up your entire day? Don't allow a beautiful day to turn tragic. Give Spring Green a chance to earn your business. Click on spring-green.com or call 359-2111. Spring Green will allow you to enjoy your lawn again.
Hi, I'm April Jewell, a teacher in Ballard County School District in Kentucky. Thanks to a $25,000 grant from America's Farmers for Rural Education, sponsored by the Monsanto Fund, a philanthropic arm of Bayer, we upgraded the technology in our classrooms to enhance health science curriculums to prepare students for various careers. I encourage farmers to nominate a school district to apply for $10,000 or $25,000 STEM grants. Visit americasfarmers.com.
Hey, it's Gina here with ABC Heating and Air. Don't sweat the summer over high energy bills or a chance your air might not start at all. Let me send a friendly service technician to your home to give your AC a full tune-up before it gets too hot in East Central Illinois. Call 352-5400. That's 352-5400. Remember, at ABC Heating and Air Conditioning, it's as easy as ABC to always be comfortable. Again, call 352-5400.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, we did do the roof last month, and some very happy person in Champaign got it. And if you did it last month, I've got your name, but put it in again. Mm-hmm. Say the need is still there.
That's right.
Or maybe you're really handy like me. I did text Kurt Kaiser at Freedom Roofing and said, I can help you part-time.
Oh.
I said, I'm $400 an hour, and I have no skills.
Right.
But I can point.
Uh-huh.
Over there.
I can spot you at the base of the ladder. No problem.
I'll hold the ladder. But what are those things you're putting on them? Let's check sport. 359-2255. Last shot to text in roof.
It's
good luck.
The I-70 battle, and it'll take place today. The bad weather yesterday prevented things from happening, so we've got a doubleheader. 12:15 start and 6:45 here on ESPN 93.5. That means most of Jeremy Warner's show will get in, huh? So we've got Kansas City Royals.
Yeah, all of the show. We don't go to 11:20.
Okay, gotcha.
So all of Jeremy's shows end today.
All right, good.
Yep.
All right, we had the Cubs beating the Phillies thanks to that ninth inning. The big bats from Chris Bryant and Javi Baez. 3-2 was the final. Cole Hamels to the mound for the Chicago Cubs. Cole Irving for the Phillies. That started 7:05. Heard on US 105.9. Astros over the Chicago White Sox. They're at Houston for a 7:10 start. Our Illini in action for the Big Ten tournament against Maryland at 9 a.m. NBA action tied up at 2 apiece now. Toronto beat Milwaukee 120-102 yesterday. Game 5 is on Thursday. And St. Louis Blues fans are happy with their 5-1 win over San Jose Sharks. They are in for the Stanley Cup Finals. That game in Boston starts Monday for Game 1. Go Blues! ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, actually, first house we owned on Charles Street, Patrick Menner, my brother-in-law, and I put the roof on. It needed another, I don't know if we tore the shingles off or we just layered up, because you can do two layers, I think. You can go over a shingle, I think, once. Anyway, I sold the Will Clark rookie cards that I had invested in at the time, baseball card, and I sold them for $450 because I had 100 of them, and I bought shingles for like $300 and we put them up. And so there were toe boards and a real hammer, not a power hammer, the old style.
Wow.
And it was quite an adventure.
Impressive, Stevie J.
So I helped put a roof on 35 years ago. 33 years ago?
I'm sure. Kurt Kaiser, so Freedom Roofing,
yeah,
would be happy to see that on your resume.
100 an hour. I should have told him that. I might have got the job.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Memorial Day sale at Ace. Right now, get great deals like buy one, get one 50% off on gallons of our top paint brands like Valspar and Clark and Kensington. And with our Ace Extra Mile promise, we'll help you get everything you need to paint in one trip or delivery is free. Don't miss the Memorial Day sale at Ace. Buy one, get one 50% off our top paint brands. Now through Monday. Limit 2. Delivery subject to availability. Visit acehardware.com for details.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampagne.com, click on the type of vehicle you're interested in, and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampagne.com.
Summer, when the students are away, check out Game Day Spirit on 6th and Green every Thursday during 13 Thursdays with the Champaign Center Partnership. Game Day Spirit is proud to participate once again, and we will be offering buy one, get two free t-shirts from the BOGO section at the campus store only. Some restrictions may apply. We'll see you every Thursday for 13 Thursdays this summer at Game Day Spirit. Come visit us at 6th and Green in Campus Town.
ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Cain.
The great debate is whether or not Rob Pelinka was undermining him and backstabbing Magic Johnson, or whether or not Rob Pelinka was trying to get something done inside of the Lakers, execute some decision making, and his boss was not available. Magic's statements, his own, not mine, aren't adding up. Magic is going to win a debate with Rob Pelinka. He's one of the most charming individuals we can imagine, not just in sports, but in public life. He walks into a room and the room lights up. His smile is an exclamation point, but that doesn't make him right. Magic Johnson wants everybody to like him, wants to be able to do things his way, but not experience the repercussions or the fallout for doing things his own selfish way.
Get more from Will Cain today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
When it comes to the playoffs, coverage is everything. The same applies to the wireless game. With Straight Talk Wireless, you get full nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, up for up to 50% less than those big carriers charge for the exact same high-speed networks. It's like getting full-court coverage at half-court prices. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Memorial Day sale at Ace. The best time to buy the latest grills from our exclusive lineup of premium brands like Weber, Traeger, and more. Get free assembly, free delivery, and free fuel on our top grills and accessories $3.99 and up from our store right to your door. Don't miss the Memorial Day sale happening now only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Reward members through May 31st. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions. Propane tank not included.
Mr. Steve Suderman at Good Vibes with their new location. How in the heck are you?
Boy, here I am in a little 10 by 12 office, unlike that sort of spacious thing I had that overlooked Prospect. I'm doing great.
All right.
With three weeks in the new digs, it's starting to look like a store. I keep seeing all the stuff that doesn't look like a store that bothers me. But, you know, some people come in and go, oh, this looks nice.
It does look nice. It's a beautiful floor. I like the floor, the roominess of it, the openness of it. And tell people where to find all the beautiful televisions and speakers that you sell.
Well, we moved to 2010 Round Barn Road. That is immediately adjacent to the DMV where you get your stickers or you get your license renewed. And we're right there in the old Round Barn place. And Memorial Day is coming. Everybody's got sales on stuff. The vendors, like Sony and LG, for example, have deals on their stuff. So we've got deals on TVs that are little better than usual because the manufacturers made it possible. We've got OLED starting at $13.99. We've got soundbars from Zvox, and at $179, you have something that will make TV something you can hear and understand. And if you're having trouble with that, this is the best thing ever, especially for people with a little hearing loss. It's terrific. Polk soundbars turn your TV into a home theater, starting at just $219. It's a great way to get into kind of home theater, or at least get rid of the little tinny speakers that your TV comes with. So we do have deals. We've got a new store. We still have a service department. We still do installations and program your remote and all that.
You got it going on, my friend. You're the same guy, probably more walked by with that DMV next door. So you got anything in the windows yet, or is that coming?
That's coming. I got a sign over the door. That was the big change.
Good for you. That's awesome. All right, it's Good Vibes, now located Round Barn. Again, it's 2010.
You can find us there. You can find us at gvibes.com, and then you can look it all up.
Hey, you're the man, my friend. Hang in there. You're doing great.
Thanks, Stevie.
Moves are tough. Steve Suderman, Good Vibes. He's got all those big screens for you and
right
great
over by
prices.
Round Barn.
And you'll be surprised at the bass and stuff you'll hear if you get that theater system.
Yeah.
Not much money, and boy, is it worth it. And those flat screens are really nice, but the sound's awful.
Mm-hmm.
The speaker systems in those things are really weak. And so they can sell you something else. And they've got them for very little money out there, and they'll install it, and they'll do it all for you. Anyway, it's Good Vibes, Round Barn Champagne. News next. We're coming right up. Don't go away. A pipe burst.